Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, September 12th. You'll be interested to know, 75 years ago, today in 1958, Jack Kilby at Texas Instruments in Dallas, Texas, demonstrated the first working integrated circuit, a breakthrough that launched the modern age of electronics and transformed human capability in communication, computation, and discovery. That remarkable moment inspired generations to innovate, to explore, and to build a brighter future for all humanity. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 60 degrees, with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 6:56, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:22. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday, with a high near 69, and a gentle northeast wind around 9 mph. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies, with a low around 52, and light south winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be just before 9, with a high tide at 3:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 72 and a light south wind. Saturday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 59 and a south wind. On Sunday, there is a slight chance of rain showers after 4 p.m. with partly sunny skies and a high near 77, along with a northwest wind. Sunday night brings a slight chance of rain showers before 8 p.m. with partly cloudy skies and a low around 57, along with a southwest wind. Monday will be sunny with a high near 75 and a northeast wind. Monday night will be mostly clear with a low around 57 and a light south wind. On Tuesday, expect sunny skies again with a high near 76 and a northeast wind. Tuesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 58 and a south wind. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, days after his defeat in Boston's September 9th preliminary election, philanthropist Josh Kraft suspended his campaign for mayor. Kraft, 58 years old, announced his decision during an interview with WCHB-TV, expressing appreciation for the opportunity to make an impact in the community. He finished a distant second to incumbent Mayor Michelle Wu, who earned 72% of the vote. With Kraft's exit, Wu is effectively guaranteed another 4-year term in City Hall. Kraft plans to focus his resources, including $3.0 million, on addressing the crisis at Mass and Cass in the South End. Now on to sports. New reports suggest that the Los Angeles Clippers organization may have been aware of issues surrounding their endorsement deal with the company, Aspiration, which recently went bankrupt. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver emphasized the need for due process regarding the investigation into potential salary cap violations. Kawhi Leonard's endorsement deal, worth $28 million, paid him $7 million annually, despite him not promoting the company. Clippers owner Steve Ballmer invested $50 million into Aspiration and stated he felt duped. On December 15th, Leonard received a delayed payment of $1,800,000. The investigation continues as circumstantial evidence mounts, raising concerns among other team owners. And on to football. Last night on Thursday Night Football, the Packers go to 2-0 by defeating the Commanders at Lambeau 27-18. Jordan Love was 19 for 31, with 292 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Jaden Daniels was 24 for 42, with 200 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Looking ahead, on Sunday Night Football, we got the 0-1 Falcons at 1-0 Vikings. Kickoff is at 8:20 Eastern, 5:20 Pacific. Minnesota is favored by 3.5, and the over-under set at 44.5. Another big game this weekend is Eagles at Chiefs on Fox at 1:25 Eastern Time. In local sports, the Red Sox were off last night, but tonight they are back in action at Fenway Park, taking on the Yankees for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Lucas Giolito, with a 10-3 record and a 3.38 earned run average, faces Lewis Gill, who is 3-1 with a 3.31. First pitch is at 7:10 under clear skies and 62 degrees in Boston. On Sunday afternoon at 1 on CBS, the Pats take on the Dolphins in Miami. Both teams are looking for their first win of the season. Miami is favored by 1.5, with the over-under set at 42.5. Game time temps are looking like 86 degrees. In top news, after 10 years of black hole science, Steph Hawking is proven right. Researchers have spent a decade improving massive detectors to catch shockwaves from colliding black holes. On September 14, 2015, physicists detected gravitational waves, a huge breakthrough that won 3 key figures the Nobel Prize in Physics. Now scientists have observed that the surface area of black holes can never decrease, confirming a key idea proposed by Hawking in 1971. This proof of his theory is a testament to his legacy, even after his passing in 2018. Researchers are also planning new detectors that could be 10 times more sensitive. In business news, new car buyers beware. The latest data is concerning. So far, 2025 has been a car buyer's market, but that could change quickly. The threat of tariffs has forced car companies to increase their incentive spending to attract buyers. Buyers have responded positively, leading to record-setting sales for companies like Ford, General Motors, and Kia. Ford was the top-selling brand in the United States during the first half of the year. However, there are no concrete plans to lower tariffs. Average new vehicle transaction prices in August rose to $49,077. Incentive spending fell slightly to 7.2% of average transaction price in August. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% for the week, to just over $115,000. Ethereum is up 4% to just under $4,500. And XRP is up 5% to $3.03. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Microsoft and OpenAI have reached a deal to extend their partnership, easing the startup's path to becoming a for-profit company. This agreement follows months of tension between the two, as Microsoft is OpenAI's exclusive cloud provider and a major investor. While the terms remain undisclosed, both organizations are set to receive approximately 30% of the new company's stake. OpenAI aims to finalize its restructure by the end of the year to secure $19 billion in funding. Despite the partnership, OpenAI faces challenges from various opponents, including billionaire Elon Musk, who has initiated legal action against the startup. And in entertainment news, Pioneertown, California is experiencing a vibrant renaissance, moving beyond its roots as a Hollywood movie set into a real Western town with a unique identity. The Main Street Band performed at the Red Dog Saloon as locals and visitors mingled, enjoying the warm atmosphere. Local shopkeeper Joanne Gosen emphasized, "This is a real town and it's our town." Despite recent challenges, Pioneer Town is finding a new equilibrium with small businesses flourishing. Visitors can enjoy activities like bowling, hacko dining, and even fresh bagels on Sundays. The community desires slow growth that preserves its Western character, navigating the challenges posed by the desert environment. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American science fiction writer, Octavia Butler. And she said, "All that you touch, you change. All that you change, changes you." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.